A sign can be simply utilitarian, or it can be a metaphor, especially for people who discover religion later in life.
Wisdom rains like water from the heavens to below. Crush my earth, seeds grow, garden starts to grow. You know you gotta rise, although you like to flow. You can't keep staring out the window. Earth, water, wind, fire, we stay low while getting higher. Spark and light a fight entire. Stay wired and light and loads. Fly alive, weep well, chant, cry, let out a sigh. Energize, give my last time, life shouldn't pass me by.
A singer named Matis Yahu stormed the record charts in 2005 with his album Youth. He's an acidic Jew, and his shows are packed with hipsters, hippies, and Orthodox Jewish men. We ask Matis Yahu how he got on this roundabout path from being a suburban high school dropout to a devout Jewish reggae superstar.
You know, I went to my first day of high school when I was 17 and just decided this is garbage and I'm not gonna subdue myself to something that I don't believe in, and I just took off the only way that I knew how to, which was this counterculture I had been exposed to. And I went in a VW bus with a friend of mine to Burlington, Vermont, and was living in the park for a while. And when I was there was a kid I saw one time in the park. He had a hand drum and he was singing, and he had like the most powerful and the sweetest voice, and he was singing the Rasta Man chant. One bright morning when my work is over, I'm gonna fly away home to Zion. And like, the words just rang true. And like, the way he was belting it, it just made a real impression on me. And then from wherever I went, I had a drum with me. And wherever I traveled to, I would always sing that song. You know, I'd sing it by myself. If I woke up in some living room somewhere, in the morning, I would sit there and I would sing that song. That became kind of like my theme song. It meant redemption.
If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly away home to Zion, fly away home. We're gonna fly away home.
Later on, when I became religious, I was learning something in a book called the Tanya, which is like a fundamental text of Hasidism, and it brings a line from the Psalms of King David. And the line says, if I had the wings like a dove, I would fly away home to Zion. Because when I heard this song, I never understood, well, this is why the lyrics ring so true to me. The concept made sense to me. Zion, I had this image of Zion. I went to Jerusalem when I was 16 and sat and saw the sun setting over Jerusalem, and I had a very powerful experience. So I always thought, as I was kind of going through high school and going through, you know, the suburbs that I lived in, one morning, I'll be back in Jerusalem.
I've been here too long. I said, Lord, won't you raise me up from the ground? Yeah, oh, oh. So long, where my mom been at? Won't you please wake me up? Won't you please bring me
to not be involved in singing and music and reggae would mean sort of like eliminating a piece of myself. That's the generation that we live in. That's what separates us from any other past generation in Russia or in Spain or wherever, is that we live in America, and most of us were not raised religious, and so we've been influenced by other cultures that are a part of us.
When my
over, my when I sing it, I feel it's like sort of like a memory from almost a past life. You know, what is it, like 10 years later? And it's hard to still have that same sensitivity and intensity, because at that time, that was all I had. That was it. I wasn't making a living playing music. I didn't have a wife. I didn't have a life. I didn't have a religion that gave me three times a day to spend, you know, hours praying. And so now I have a whole lifestyle that's about trying to connect to God. So when I sing that song, it's not as potent as when I was like this homeless teenager in the park.
Did I hear the words of the Hayamon say, Babylonian throne going down, 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 Babylonian throne going down.
Matis Yahu, formerly Matthew Miller, is on tour now promoting his new record, Shattered. Michael May produced our story. If some song or book or movie changed your life once upon a time, we would like to hear about it. You can get in touch with us at studio360.org. And that is it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you'll listen again next week. Studio 360 is a production of WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Mulad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Catherine Epstein,
Greta Cohn,
Emily Frost,
Chloe Plant,
Hamad Ahmed.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, by the SC Group, whose charitable resources include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, at fjc.org, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.